Blog Talk Radio.
Job seekers, career switchers, have you heard? Have you heard? TCENow.com is the place to go for career transformation.
And it is always the first place that I recommend for people that I encounter that are real, that are transparent, and they're ready to just be who they are.
You're entering TCE Radio in 5, 4, ready, steady, go.
Hey everyone, what's up? Your career engineer here. Yes, I'm late for my job. What can I tell you? It happens, particularly when, number one, let's see, I have a Mac that's acting just a little whack. So we had to do that little reboot thing, and that was fine. We did that, got out the way. So it took a little time, but it's okay. But it also lets you know that now had I been here like you're supposed to be, you know, like before you do something, you should give yourself at least 30-minute window before you do stuff to make sure all your stuff is working. So if there is surprises, you can take care of it, and then you're not late for your show. But that didn't happen today. So listen, TCE right here, Career Engineer, you know, there's so much to chat about today. I mean, I know technically we talk about the job numbers, but those unemployment numbers that most of us, who will really be looking at them, you know, because it'll be the first number. Actually, will it be? Hold on. Actually, I'm looking at some of my stats. I've got the 5.5 million job openings numbers, which I always thought was really interesting. That one is out, too. That came out on the 10th, which was, what, Wednesday. So 5.5 million jobs are open in America that is not filled, which is really an interesting number. We may want to dig deeper into that. But also on the 6th, we had, of course, the numbers that came out for December, which I think maybe, I thought maybe I talked about, but maybe I didn't. But we have about 156,000 jobs that were, you know, let me put it this way, payroll, jobs on payroll, meaning companies who, you know, actually put folks on payroll, not the ones who are paying them without being on payroll. You get what I'm saying. And we're about 4.7% unemployment. And so when our new president-elect is in office, when those February reports come in, that will be interesting to see what January looks like. But we will, you know, dig a little bit. But that 5.5 million has been unchanged since November, and I really probably want to let you guys know a little bit more about that. But for those just tuning in, I'm your career engineer. Don't get anxious. Get prepared is our message to the masses in your career. Now, for many folks, their career is definitely working for a company, W-2, you know, full-time, part-time, being an independent contractor for a career person. But there are some people who have chosen to spread their wings and maybe try to convert a hobby to a job or career, or I'll say maybe more of a business ideation, maybe have this really cool idea and want to see how they can make that their career or at least start the processes. So if that's you in that space, if you have entrepreneurial ideas or dreams, because I sit here as an entrepreneur with the same thing so many years ago, and I wish there was someone that would help me, had helped me point the ways to, you know, things to avoid, things to be prepared for, things to be careful that there may be hustle in these spaces, so to be aware and not anxious in these places and spaces. So we do that for the budding entrepreneur as well, making sure your why and your how and your what is pretty solid prior to you jumping off the cliff of entrepreneurship. Because there is, I mean, that's a great job opportunity. Of course it is. And be your own boss, nothing like it. But it comes with a cost to be your own boss, right? So we do provide services, training, products, in those areas. Why? So that you won't be anxious. So definitely check us out at all of our places and spaces all over the planet. You can try it, find us on Periscope, of course. And I, you guys know, I think every Saturday I talk about the struggle that I have. I talk about the struggle that I have between Periscope and traditional radio. In fact, there's a station that has sent me some information about doing some stuff on radio, and it's great. It's probably a really good opportunity. And, you know, there's a time factor, there's a cost factor, there's all those kind of good things. But, you know, when I'm sitting here, unless the social media or the live streaming bubble bursts, and it could, let's keep it real, it could burst. I just don't know if putting resources into traditional, I mean, it's great on one side of the fence, it's really great. But then on the other side of the fence, it's like, man, I could take my game up on Periscope or take my game up on Facebook Live or, you know, Twitter Live or, you know, even Instagram is flipping around with some live stuff and share this message that I'm sharing with you today on one of the, and I can get global visibility. I'm not limited to my zip code, you know. So I tell you, it's some really big decisions that folks, you know, that we all have to make in terms of increasing our brand and being intentional and specific and focused with it. See, there's a because of the engagement with you know, social media, which is great, but so many folks are really going wide with stuff versus going deep with it, and that's and you know what's funny about that, and I mean, I don't plan to be talking about the numbers, and I will, I guess this is just laying on my heart to say this, is that the approach to go deep is not new. That's actually pretty solid business strategy. You know, that's part of the high touch business strategy. There's nothing new about going deep. I mean, if you were an entrepreneur 20 years ago, that's pretty much what you should be doing. And that's what they did. I mean, they took the influence or the followers that they have, and they worked them. I mean, they massaged them, they marinated them, they provided goods or services. They maybe, you know, engaged them 7 times, 8 times, you know, with offers or thank yous or happy birthday or whatever. They and then those persons would often tell friends, family, colleagues, peers about this amazing experience they had. And, you know, it kept revenue flowing. That's the high-touch model, high-touch method. And even though we're in the 21st century, which is amazing, because you guys know I'm loving the whole world. But what I'm really seeing lately, and again, it's something that every entrepreneur, particularly every small business owner, micro business owner, whatever your thing is, has to really wrestle with, is, you know, do I go everywhere and be everywhere, because, you know, to make it wide, or do I go deep? And you know, even in our brand, I have my network that I'm still. We have our network, of course, and I am doing some. There's some things I need to do in that community to be more deep. And I'm going to lose members because I'm going deep versus wide, and that's okay. Because you know what? There's so many communities out here, and there's so many places that folks can be, and they should be where they want to go. But like I said, I've been doing this thing for a long, long, long time. And in doing this thing, you know, and when I see stuff come full circle, I mean, because I can tell you, something's hot for 90 days or something's hot for 6 months or something's hot for a year. And I believe in that sticky power, and I can just, you know, I'll just wait. And it comes back around with, oh, you know, if this didn't work out, why? This didn't close, why? They didn't, you know, pick me up or, you know, hire me, why? And I will always go back to touch. I'll always go back to touch, relationship, human interaction. Yes, your game's got to be A game. Yes, your non-skills and ability have to be above and beyond above and beyond. Yep, you got to be the master of your situation, absolutely. Not the jack of all trades. Can't be everywhere and everywhere and everywhere. I mean, think of some of the best brands you know. My son with his, my son, proud of him. You know, he graduated in December, has his job the day after New Year's Day. That's what's up. That's the way you work this game. That's how you work this game. He has spending habits that are pretty niche. So he can't stay out of these places where he procures fashion apparel. So when he does procure his fashion apparel, there's only a few spots. I mean, there's a lot of places to buy clothes. There's a lot of places to buy shoes. But he has a couple of spots. That's it. He just is not going to. And I mean, I can, and some of you, if you follow me on Twitter, you could see I had to actually engage one of his spots because he bought this really a suit that you know that wasn't, folks didn't deliver on their promises. And Josh A. Banks, that was you. So, Mama had to use some Twitter power to get some awareness. And it was a solve. They solved the problem, and he's happy. Got his new suit, his European cut suit. Okay. My point is, why is he a Josh A. Banks guy? Why is he a Brooks Brothers only guy? Why is he a Nordstrom's? Well, at least he now goes to Nordstrom's Rack. So I got to give it to him with that. DSW has become his friend. I guess they have some coupons. But listen, I only shared four places. There are millions of outlets, right? I mean, but what is it? So those four places, he goes deep, and they go deep with him. And the price point is a certain price point. The quality is a certain quality. The style is a certain style geared for a certain person. That's just the truth of it. All right, that's just the truth of it. They go deep with him. He goes deep with them. It's pretty intense as I watch it. You know, the more he procures, the more coupons or specials or VIP events or whatever they want to call it, you know, he goes in deeper. So, ergo, was us. Just think about it for a moment. So those four outlets, I mean, those four, I say the outlets, I mean, those four clothing boutiques or clothing, they're going to spend much more time attracting his dollar and his vote of confidence and his possibility to refer to other people like him to bring them into their boutique or their storefront or their website or their Twitter account or their Instagram, more people like him to close the deal. And to go deep, and to offer incentives, and to share coupons or discounts or secret sales or loyal customer programs. They're going to go deep. They're not necessarily going wide because everyone is not their client. And them, I mean, they're just not. I mean, by price point, by quality of clothing, by style of clothing, you know, whatever. So it's, and that's always, you know what, we may have a new skin on the game. Because we have these wonderful tools, we've got social media and social sharing and networking and the internet and all kinds of great ways and apps and that and this and all that. But at the end of the day, this guy is a loyal, and he does not mind the three digits for something I would go to JCPenney for. I mean, it's just, or Burlington Coat Factory. I mean, that's my level, that's my playing field, you know, and there's more people, yes, at Burlington Coat Factory. But the Josh A. Banks and the Nordstrom's and granted, they have a client, and they, you know, Macy's, let's face it, Macy's is having a hard time. I mean, using, because everybody can really understand the fashion. Macy's is having a difficult time dealing with the Amazons of the world and dealing with the TJ Maxx's of the world and the other stores. However, I don't know, some of these other folks, I mean, Josh A. Banks seems to be hanging on. I don't get it. I think you can get a great suit at JCPenney's. I still do. But, you know, that's me. So I'm just saying, even though your competition will always be here, and yes, you got to be smart with your visibility, but being everywhere, if you're not an everywhere kind of product, you just got to be careful with that. And just be smart with it. So going deep versus wide, that's not new, but it is pretty powerful. Let me take a quick break. I'll give you a push-up moment, and then we come back. Let's dive into these numbers a bit and see what's going on in the world. And at some point, I'm going to have to make up my mind of what I'm going to do on Saturdays at 10 o'clock. At some point, sister going to have to make up her mind and just keep it real. But anyway, let me do this, and I'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. I'm your career engineer. Don't get anxious. Anxious, never. But do get prepared.
A push-up moment from the career engineer. Failure happens when you try to become something you are not. There is no one on this planet just like you. Learn to embrace and accept your originality, your body composition, the hue of your complexion, your voice, your essence, and your professional style. My message to you, accept who you are. Thank you for listening. This is Francina Harrison, the Career Engineer.
Yeah. Be who you are, because you can't be anybody else. Even when you try, it doesn't work. Let me thank those who helped make us possible, of course, TCE Network. Check us out at mytce.com, mytce.com. We also have, we want to thank Sweet Pea Designs. You can check them out. I believe their link is on our page. Definitely hit us up on Twitter, at Career Engineer, Twitter, at Career Engineer on Periscope. You guys know I'm always struggling, like, should I go to Periscope? Should I not stay in Periscope? I don't know. I mean, I am loving Periscope, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying bring the show to Periscope. Oh, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Definitely check out our IG game. We're IGing at Career Engineer. See how easy that is at Career Engineer. Our Facebook page is Don't Get Anxious. So at Don't Get Anxious on Facebook, you can check us out. Message me there on Facebook. Let me know if your questions or comments, if you're ready to change your game. In 2017, you know, we have launched our Don't Get Hustle, Don't Get Anxious training. Second and fourth Thursdays, twice a month, you could be virtually live streamed using YouTube, actually live, using YouTube Live for that. And private training, group training, virtual group training. And keeping you, making sure you don't get anxious in your career, life, or business. Second and fourth Thursdays at 7 p.m. East Coast time. You can subscribe at go to bit.ly/TCE training, bit.ly/TCE training. We're really excited about that. Between now and March, because, you know, we just had our first snowstorm, people stay in the house and get ready and get warm, but hey, if you're going to make a change, don't be anxious. Get prepared. That's what it's all about. So listen, let's look at these numbers. Really, I'm going to BLS.gov. I'm going to do the payroll numbers first. And then I want to check out that 5.5 million unfilled jobs. So every time I hear the president-elect talk about the jobs game, and I'm like, why doesn't he cite the 5.5 million jobs that aren't filled? I'm not sure. I guess it wouldn't be great for his brand to bring that up. We had 156,000 jobs in December, and our rate is still a little unchanged at 4.7%, under 5%, which is really pretty cool. I mean, really pretty cool. We have about 7.5 million folks still looking for work. That is your competition. I do remember, though, in 2008 when it was like 13 million people, so we're nearly half of that. Let's see. In December, we've got our groups of folk. Remember, 4.7 is national, so that's across the board. So with men, according to the Department of Labor, or I would say the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I can't ever say that word right. Bureau of Labor Statistics, adult men of 4.4, adult women of 4.3. Teenagers are 14.7%. In terms of race, whites are 4.3, blacks are 7.8, Asians are 2.6% unemployment, and Hispanics are 5.9%. It is so great to see these numbers trend down, particularly those that are historically high, such as African Americans and Hispanics and our young people. But still, they're higher than, obviously, the national average of 4.7. Again, young people, 14.7%. I can remember when it was 25 nationally. And again, in some neighborhoods, some cities, some counties, it can be higher. Because remember, each of your labor reporting vehicles in Virginia. They're called the Virginia Employment Commission. We often call them the unemployment office, you know. All those things, you know, they report to, you know, they all bring their reports into all 50 states, and we do a cumulative, and this is what I'm reading to you. So in your neighborhood, it could be higher, you know, or lower or higher. But on the average, 14.7. So the 14, on average nationally, 4.7. The 14.7 for young people used to be 25%. So it's almost like one out of four young people, 16 to 21, you know, were sitting on the corner looking for a job, getting involved in stuff so they ain't got no time to work, or the workplace just isn't responding to them in a positive way. They'll go find something else to do. And it often involved stuff that would end up on the news a little later. So I'm glad it's lower. Is there work to do? Of course. Of course there's work to do, but I'm glad it's lower. You know, I'm glad it went down. That's what's up. So let's keep it rolling. So anyway, again, lowest Asian Americans, 2.6. And y'all know why. I don't want to be stereotypical. I don't think I am, just stating the facts. I love the fact that, I mean, my Asian brothers and sisters use entrepreneurship as part of the way of life. I'm not mad at them. I think more folks should do it. Find things that people will pay for. Solve a problem. I mean, my daughter got her nails done. She had got a birthday certificate. A Christmas certificate. Got her little nails done. Looked all cute. You know, we went to a shop, and it's owned by Asian Americans. What's up? And, hey, $25 gift certificate. She spent $16 or $20 on her little nails prettied up, and she walked up the door happy. And that's what's up. You know, you don't like that? Well, make your own shop. I mean, I don't know, but these guys do good work. They were referred by a colleague of mine whose nails are always looking pretty darn good. And that's what's up. So those are our numbers. But, you know what, let me pop over. I really, 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 really want to see about the 5.5 million. What I'm going to do with the 5.5 million job openings that this report came out on the 10th, and it comes out, I think, every other month. I'm going to put it on my Twitter account, so make sure you check us out on Twitter. Actually, I think I'll put it all over my accounts now I'm thinking about it. But yeah, it comes out every other month, so this report was November. But there are job openings, about 5.5 million, which was reported on the last business day of November. And this report came out January 10th. Over the month, hires and separations were also a little changed to 5.2 million. Let's see where the job openings are. I think that's really important to see where the job openings are. On the last business day of November, there were 5.5 million job openings. That's pretty darn incredible. Little change from October. The job opening rate was 3.7% in November. The number of job openings were little changed for a total of private increase. For total private and increase for government was like 48,000. Why am I saying 100? 48,000. Wow. Job openings increased the state and local government, excluding education, to about 32,000. For education, for state and local government, 17,000. I think that's, number of hires was essentially unchanged at 5.2 million in November. Interesting. The hires rate was 3.6%. There's so much. We have separations, which we're talking about layoffs and discharges and quits. Layoffs, discharges, and quits. So we have stats for that. There were 5.0 million total separations in November. And I didn't know, this is sound news for me. I didn't know that we actually looked at quits. Interesting, because if those folks quit and went to another job, I mean, they're still going to be picked up by someone else's payroll. But if they did quit and just or were fired, I mean, that happens. These go into these numbers, quits and discharges. You learn something new every day when you dig deeper. The next time we're going to get the job openings and labor turnover survey results will be on February 7th. So definitely look out for that. I definitely will like to. That's going to be probably a paramount report, because the new administration will be in, and that will be reflective of what happened in December. So that will really be, I want to make a note of that. So I mean, that's going to be a whole lot of talking points on that one. But again, I'm going to put this on my Twitter account, so don't worry about it. I'm going to make sure we get it out to you so you can know about it. But that's pretty interesting, 5.5 million jobs open that you won't hear a lot about. But listen, thank you guys for tuning in. I apologize for being 4 minutes late, but you guys know why I told you. But listen, definitely check us out on other platforms. You're not live streaming, or not even watching. At Career on Periscope. We're definitely bring people to our little house over there. We have a lot of fun. At Career on Twitter. At Career on Instagram. If you like our